Good morning, this is John and Annabelle with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Capella Bar tobacconist has been attacked for the third time in 6 months, with firebombs thrown into the shopfront. Federal MP Henry Pike, whose electorate of Bowman covers Capella Bar, said the attack reflects structural problems in Australia's tobacco market, pointing out the widening price gap between legal and illegal cigarettes. The attack has calls for an overhaul of Australia's tobacco tax system, with claims black market cigarette sales are triggering violent organised crime turf wars. Nearby hashtag Burgers and Waffles Capella Bar owner Dana Henley said the latest attack had made operating a small business even more stressful, saying she worried constantly about attacks to the nearby store. Since taking office in October last year, the state government has seized 45 million illicit cigarettes, 350,000 vapes and 6 tonnes of loose tobacco. In other news, more than 100 flying foxes have been hospitalised after suffering injuries from the recent hailstorms around Queensland. RSPCA teams have treated 119 of the animals, with wildlife carers and rescue groups working consistently, with expectations to see even more animals in need of help as storm conditions continue. If you find an injured or sick flying fox, you can contact the RSPCA or Bat Conservation and Rescue Queensland for help. The RSPCA urges people not to handle flying foxes as they can carry Australian bat Lyssa virus.
In national news, a bill mandating quotas for Australian content on streaming services has just been introduced into the lower house of parliament. The law would require streaming services in Australia with over 1 million subscribers to invest at least 10% of their total local program expenditure on new Australian commissions for first release. Arts Minister Tony Burke says the bill will modernise present laws and ensure streaming services provide local content on their platforms, including new local drama, children's, documentary, arts and educational programs. Australian stories play an important role in shaping Australia's national identity, fostering social inclusion and encouraging cultural expression, he said. And doctors at Sydney's Northern Beaches Hospital have warned of potential complications as a result of the facility's upcoming transition to public ownership. The 500-bed hospital that reserves 200 beds for private patients may face significant modification with the hospital's transition to public hands. Since 2018, the Northern Beaches Hospital has operated under a public-private partnership between operator Healthscope and the state government. A number of failures at the facility have resulted in legislation banning the hybrid operating at future hospitals, returning the hospital to full public control by mid-2026. Medical staff say the change could lead to a decrease in services available, as well as long waiting lists, which could leave patients isolated.
And in international news, the death toll continues to rise after a cargo plane burst into flames in Louisville, Kentucky, in the United States. We can now confirm 11 fatalities, and we expect that number to rise to 12 by the end of the day, said Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg. Aviation authorities said the aircraft's engine fell off after its left wing caught fire, causing the plane to crash after takeoff. Around 200 emergency personnel were deployed, and the incident also caused explosions at a nearby petrol and auto salvage yard. Kentucky's governor declared a state of emergency, and 16 families are still waiting as their loved ones remain missing.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and warm with some partly cloudy conditions. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
It's the government's job to protect Australia's forests and bushland, but too often, governments put the interests of big corporations